Hello, everyone, and welcome to Journey to Success Radio Network. Our purpose on Journey to Success Radio is to interview people who are making a difference in the world. We'll explore important aspects and areas of life, including spiritual, physical, mental, relationships, disabilities, and many more topics. Our broadcast team so far consists of Michael Collins, Taylor Tagg, Tom Too Tall Cunningham, Dave Leblecki, and myself. My name is Tracy Montgomery. Our broadcast team here at Journey to Success Radio Network share a common trait in that we all follow Napoleon Hill's 17 Principles to Success. Information about our team can be found on my website, which is healthyinbodyandmind.com. Today, I am very excited to feature Amy Hayes on our show. Amy Hayes is the founder and president of The Parent Coach. Born out of her passion for parenting, The Parent Coach serves parents as well as teachers, caregivers, coaches, and anyone interested in reaching children. Ms. Hayes has raised 8 children of her own, including 1 special needs child and several gifted children. Her journey has included divorce, remarriage, single parenting, step parenting, blended families, abusive relationships, working mom, stay-at-home mom, and homeschooling. Along the way, Ms. Hayes, an avid reader, gleaned much knowledge from many parenting experts in addition to her own experience. Her passion is to share this knowledge with parents and teachers to make the world a better place for children. As a result, she founded The Parent Coach. In addition to parenting advice, The Parent Coach offers a wide range of resources on a variety of topics, including health, natural and alternative healing, education, spirituality, and creating a toxic-free home environment. In her spare time, Ms. Hayes enjoys reading, writing, and almost any outdoor activity. Welcome, Amy. Thank you so much for joining us today on our Journey to Success Radio Network.
Well, thank you, Tracy. I'm very glad to be here today.
Amy, we like to begin by asking about books you've read that helped offer inspiration and guidance on your journey to the top. Napoleon Hill is one of the earliest producers of the modern genre of personal success literature, and I'd like to ask if you've read Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich.
I have read it. It's been many years, and I'm in the process of rereading it. I've also read many other inspiring books as well. So it is definitely at the top of my list right now, especially at this point in my life.
Was there another book? Which other book would you like to mention that impacted your success?
One of the books that had an impact on my life early on when I began to take control of my life, I would say, was a book called If How-To's Were Enough, We'd All Be Skinny, Rich, and Happy. And it was written by Brian Clemmer, who wrote The Compassionate Samurai, which I believe is a New York Times bestseller. And in this book, there was a chapter entitled, What If I'm Responsible for Everything I Experience in Life? And boy, just reading the title of that chapter, I knew I was in for a life-changing, information, and that chapter of that book, that little book, really set me free from a victim mentality and helped me realize that I was in control of my life and in control of what happened to me and my experience in life. So that was a huge turning point in my life.
Oh, yeah. That's amazing. When did this, was it at that point, that turning point that you decided to start The Parent Coach?
No, actually it was several years later when I suddenly and unexpectedly found myself alone with 5 kids to raise, and I really didn't know what I was going to do. But seeking direction for my life, the idea just really dropped into my spirit. I'd been raising kids at that point for 25 years, and ever since I'd learned some basic parenting skills myself back in 1979, I had had a deep desire to share the parenting skills I learned with other people, other parents, and so it had really been stirring in me for all those years, but suddenly it just kind of materialized in my head that is what my life calling was the mentor parent.
What makes the parent coach different than other parenting resources?
Well, that's a good question. There are a lot of good parenting resources out there, and I've been an avid digester of many of the parent mentors out there and teachers. Read a lot of books that have helped me along the way. But I think what makes me different is my basic nature is to understand why things work. So rather just, wanting to know how to do something, I want to know why it works. And I've been that way since I can remember. And so in kind of putting together the teachings that I teach through my organization, I began to kind of dig deeper. It's like, let's get down to, what makes a child, for instance, obey what a parent says, or what makes them disobey. And so as a result of that, I've come up with four pillars, I call them, of parenting, which really get down to the bare bones of developing the child, and the foundation being relationship and how to develop that strong foundation, and then the four pillars. And so when I work with parents, I don't want to just give them kind of a Band-Aid for the immediate problem they're dealing with, but I want to help them establish a strong foundation and a basis for parenting. So in other words, if the child has animosity toward their parent, you can manipulate the child in order to get them to do what you want them to do, but that really doesn't serve the needs of the child. So
right.
I would say from what I've seen that I try to get down to a more basic level and find the underlying cause or need that needs to be addressed.
Tell me more about the four pillars. Is that
okay.
Four pillars
sure.
that parents fall into, or I'm not sure I follow
the
four pillars.
Okay. Well, the four pillars are, number one, authority. Every organization, needs to have a person who's in charge, and a family unit is no different. So a lot of parents don't realize and don't exercise the leadership is a better word for it, really. Sometimes authority has a negative connotation, and I'm certainly not an advocate of parents, kind of putting their foot down and being very dictatorial. I don't think that's effective parenting. But just parents understanding how to lead their children, how to lead their family, how to establish authority structure that benefits everyone. So that's number one, and I see that as a huge need in a lot of families. Number two is responsibility. Number two is communication. Effective communication is necessary for any relationship or unit to work effectively. There has to be an understanding of how to communicate, or there's no communication. So that's number two. Number three is responsibility, and responsibility goes beyond just responsible for my physical needs, such as picking up my clothes, putting things away, getting to bed on time, taking a bath, those sort of things. But also responsibility for the real me, the inner me. And this is really the teaching on this that has to do with the victim mentality,
mm-hmm.
which is huge. I think it's huge right now in our society people are not being taught to take responsibility for their own experience, their own emotions, their own needs in a healthy way.
Yeah.
So that's number three, and that actually came out of my own revelation of that I shared earlier about learning that I was in charge of what I experienced in life. I was responsible for that.
Yeah.
And then number four is conflict resolution. There's always going to be conflicts in any kind of relationship, and knowing how to effectively resolve conflict is a basic piece that needs to be in place. And when you have those four things in place
mm-hmm.
on top of a solid relationship, then everything else pretty much flows.
Yeah.
And as you can see.
Oh, absolutely.
So those are the four pillars, those are the four basic things I teach, and I want people to understand those before we start talking about what your specific issues are. with your children.
And for you, you have 8 children of your own. 8, my goodness, Amy. I'm in complete awe, I really am, of any women that have more than 2, because it can get extremely busy. Talk about your 8 children. Like, how have you been able to effectively handle all 8?
Well, that's a great question. First of all, I will admit that the good Lord knew that I could not handle 8 children that were stair steps, and my children are quite spread out in age. So the most that I've had at home at one time has been 5, which is enough to drive anyone crazy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And at that time, when I had 5 at home, I was homeschooling as well, so they were home all the time. And really, you know, I'm not guilty of overparenting. That's for sure. I think a lot of parents, when you have a small family, you can kind of manage everything. And even with 2, that can get overwhelming because you feel like you have to do everything. But when it gets beyond 3 or 4 kids, it's just natural that the parent can't do everything. And so the children begin to take on more responsibility. And that's really one of the built-in, I would say, pluses of a big family, is that the parents just can't do everything, and so the children just naturally begin to contribute more to the family's needs and pull some of the load even at a young age. So that's really what's worked for us, is I've never been one to talk down to my children or to pamper them or baby them. If anything else, it would be the opposite, actually, just expecting more. Children will rise to the level of expectation that you set for them. And when the need is great, the expectation is great.
Right.
I've been a single mom with, you know, 3 young kids at home, and they've had to do things that at other times in my life, you know, I didn't need the younger ones to do. But it's amazing what kids are capable of in a time of need. So.
And you have 1 child with special needs. Can you talk a little bit about how maybe parenting your child with special needs was different?
Yes. My youngest son was born with mild Down syndrome. At the time, I didn't know that he was Downs until he was born, and I was a little concerned about how it would affect my life. I just really thought, oh, I'm not equipped for this. I don't know how I'm going to handle this. My whole life is going to change, because I just thought that he was going to need 100% of my attention. And really, we've been very blessed because he's had no medical problems at all. So that's been a blessing. I can't imagine having a child that is wheelchair bound or on equipment or feeding tubes or anything like that. Thank goodness I've never had to deal with anything like that. But my little guy, Jonathan, has just been the easiest child of all my kids. It was quite a surprise. I mean, yes, his development was delayed, and there were some challenges at the beginning. But as far as, he's never been very demanding. He's very easygoing. He has an incredible sense of humor, even as an infant.
Mm.
Loves to make people laugh, and he still does that today. He's almost 10 years old now, and he goes to school, and he loves school. He's very much a normal kid now. The biggest challenge I had with him, I guess, was he was very stubborn, and I would ask him to do something, and he just loved to say no and dig his heels in. But, you know, When I applied the concept that I teach, the technique that I teach to engage cooperation, he responded beautifully. In fact, he responded much easier than I would say a quote unquote normal child. So he's really, really been a blessing to the whole family, and in a lot of ways been the glue because of his nature and his needs. And just, you know, there's no animosity in this child, and you just can't help but love him. So he's kind of drawn us all together.
Oh, that's amazing. Amy, we've talked before on the show just about the road to success, because in fact, for most, it's not a paved road. Can you talk to us a little bit about the effects of your personal relationships, because you've certainly gone through a lot with divorce and remarriaging and single parenting, step parenting, blended families. How were you able to work through everything and continue to move forward?
Yeah, well, that's a huge question. I definitely could write a book mm-hmm. on the relational issues I've dealt with personally. And it's amazing that my children have turned out as well as they have, considering everything we've been through together. Mm-hmm. But I guess the bottom line is we all have trials and tribulations. I mean, it's really what molds and shapes us.
Mm-hmm.
And we've all heard it. You can become bitter, or you can become better and learn from your experiences in life. And I've learned so much from the relationships I've been in, the trials that I've been through. And I guess I had a lot to learn. I really did. I guess I didn't have a very good foundation for life, for adulthood, for parenting. And so I really started at zero, and the things I've experienced has made me the person I am today. And really much of what I teach today is comes out of what I've experienced and the soul searching and just learning that I've gone through throughout all the experiences. And really my goal in life is just to be able to share that with others so that they can avoid the pitfalls and enjoy the successes that I've experienced along the way.
Well, I think you're amazing. I think you're amazing to, you know, take all of your experience and compile that into information that benefits other people, because it's certainly not easy to do. You've got to do a lot of, like you said, soul searching. You've got to, you know, you realize some areas that you need to grow, and you spent that time doing that. You spent time reaching out and networking with people to get yourself ahead. And now you're compiling all this information from your life experience to help others. And I think that's incredible. And you've got a huge passion for children. You've networked with parenting experts, and you've got this information for anyone. And I think it's probably noteworthy for our listeners. It's not just for parents. It could be for teachers. It could be for caregivers. It could be for anyone that's directly working with children. So maybe just talk a little bit more about Parent Coach. What could caregivers or people, anyone basically interested in reaching children, what can they expect with Parent Coach?
Well, right now I'm very flexible, and I offer a variety of things depending on the situation. Number one, one-on-one mentoring for parents. And what happens with that is just an evaluation and a discussion about what's going on, and then I put together an action plan for them and follow up on that periodically to adjust it and amend it as needed. I help them get to where they want to be in their parenting. You talked about caregivers. You know, daycares have a requirement to do a certain amount of ongoing training for their caregivers, and I certainly can accommodate that as well. And I've done things such as put together manuals for sports organizations, for coaches and parents, you know, to effectively coach, which I've done actually that as well. I've mm-hmm. coached in the past, and it was really interesting how the same techniques and basic things transferred over into that setting. So you're right, these really are life skills. They transfer to a lot of settings. Anyone really, they're really relational skills. I mean, they're even life skills beyond parenting and that sort of thing. So, but that's what we have right now is basically one-on-one parenting, and then any kind of classes that are needed for training, such as caregivers and coaches and that sort of thing.
Is there a specific challenge that you get asked about over and over again?
Oh, absolutely. I think, when you think about parenting, you think about that struggle, that trying to get the child to cooperate tends to be the biggest problem that arises. And so I deal with that pretty regularly.
And what's the solution? Is there a quick solution, or do you assess that question by who's asking it?
Well, you know, that's a good question. Definitely, one of my primary focuses is that parenting is a relationship, and every relationship is different because people are all different. And so, as I said before, when I talk to a parent or anyone who's having a problem engaging cooperation, there are some basic techniques, and it could be that a parent is just coming at it with the wrong approach. And some approaches just naturally set yourself up for resistance. But what I try to do is evaluate the situation, because the same symptom can have a different cause in parenting. So, again, trying to get back down to the basic four pillars, the relationship, and see where is it, where what's the underlying cause of the problem. And this definitely varies from parent to parent, child to child. So I firmly believe that, you know, kids want to please their parents. They want that affirmation from their parents. We all want affirmation. We all want to be accepted. Yeah, and children are born with the desire to please their parents, and so just finding out where is that broken down? Why is the child, you know, not responding in a positive way? And it is definitely a unique situation. With each situation is unique. Yeah.
Amy, what's one of your biggest accomplishments as a mother?
Well, I always say my magnum opus is my eight children, and to see them turn out the way they have, and they're all very successful, and you know, they're not perfect, and even I'm still learning, even as a mother of adult children, and I still have children at home that I'm raising, but I have you know, five adult children, and you know, I'm still learning. I'm still learning and studying and trying to work through issues I have with my adult children, because every phase of parenting has different challenges, and you really don't sometimes know there's a problem until the next phase comes along.
Right.
And so I'm still working through and still learning and growing in that area. But my children are my greatest accomplishment, and you know, they're all very successful. I like to brag a little bit about them when I get a chance to, and just share a little bit. My oldest daughter's a professional musician and plays with an orchestra, and she's also been a top real estate agent, and now is back in school, in law school.
Wow.
And so she's a go-getter, firstborn child, and my second daughter is an artist and a business owner, and very successful there, and my third daughter is a pastry chef, and then my fourth daughter is graduating from nursing school next month, or in May, I should say, mm-hmm. And then the fifth one is graduating from, and with a journalism, as a professional writer, and so I'm very, very proud of my children. I feel like, you know, I used to think I was just lucky, and then I started realizing that, no, you know, I really did have a hand in their success, and
absolutely,
they are.
Yeah, I think that's amazing, because their careers are so diverse too. They've gone in such different directions, and absolutely, you've had an impact on their success. You would have just been that beacon of light, right? Just a beacon of light, and there to love and support your children. And
right.
you focused on networking with the right people, and you've, you know, now you're taking all your experience in hopes of helping others. I think that's amazing. I'm wondering if you could maybe suggest something simple, like a simple activity for our listeners out there. What could they do with their children to help them become a more effective parent?
Well, I think the first tool that I learned is one of the most effective parenting tools that I've ever ever heard of, ever seen. And it's true. It's actually the foundational thing that I teach to establish a strong relationship, which is the foundation of parenting, in my opinion. And what this is to put a name to it, you know, I call it name that feeling. It's really basically helping a child identify and deal with their feelings. This is a tool that can be used at the most difficult times. And those are, I think, are the times where we as parents tend to go, oh, what do I do? We tend to react in the wrong way, and then we look back and think, oh, you know, that just made it worse. So this is something that we as parents can use when a child is experiencing a negative emotion. It could be anything from disappointment, frustration, sadness, rejection, and any negative emotion. And the common reaction is a parent pulls back from those or wants to glaze over them or tell the child even, oh, don't feel that way, it's okay, yeah. Rather than helping the child learn how to deal with the negative emotion. So what I teach parents to do in a situation like this is, first of all, identify the feeling. Children at a young age have limited ability to understand abstract concepts. They have to have a very concrete black and white way of looking and understanding the world, looking at and understanding the world. So a feeling is something that they can't see, taste, touch, or you know, identify. It's inside of them. It takes over their whole life at that point. And so just by putting a name to it helps the child very much. So when a child's trying to learn to tie his shoe and he's frustrated, you know, the parent can just, you know, gets exasperated. The parent can just say, I see you're feeling frustrated. And so then the child goes, oh, okay, so that's what this is. You know, there's a name for it. It's something. It's not just me.
Yep.
And then not being afraid of that emotion as a parent, like I said before, but allowing your children to experience disappointment, frustration, and even validating that by saying, you know what, learning to tie your shoes can be very frustrating. I remember learning to tie my shoes, and it was difficult. And then the last step is teaching them how to deal with that negative emotion, saying, you know, when I feel frustration, sometimes it helps if I just stop and take a deep breath. Or sometimes I ask somebody for some help. I need to find some help. And so you're taking a very negative situation, and actually it becomes one of the greatest teaching moments of parenting. So that's something I like to teach parents. And like I said, it was one of the first things I learned that just totally turned my life around as a parent.
Absolutely. Especially with with children of all ages, but really with those younger children, isn't it? Just acknowledging their feelings. Because I think sometimes we're so quick to just quickly diminish the feeling before they even have an opportunity at fully expressing it. We're just so quick to, you know, take over and take charge and try to keep order in the house. So I think that is important, acknowledgement for sure. So they feel they're hurt.
Mm-hmm.
They feel they're heard.
Yes. And the effect of it is so profound, because what happens is you begin to connect with the child at the heart level and bond emotionally rather than cutting them off. And like you said, telling them, oh, don't be frustrated, it's not that hard. You know, these are some of the things we often say. We don't even realize what we're doing. We're shutting them down and shutting them off, cutting them off. You know, and then they realize that you understand them.
Yeah.
I mean, how many parents that, you know, hear their teenagers say, oh, you just don't understand me. That doesn't happen overnight. That's years of, you know, the parent not connecting with that child and letting them know that they do understand what they're going through. And to me, it's a basic life skill. You know, if we can learn to understand our emotions and how to respond to them effectively, that's a life skill.
Yeah, absolutely. Amy, what are your plans for the future?
Well, my ultimate goal is to establish the Family Success Academy, and this will be a place where parents can come and learn parenting skills. Teenagers can come and learn life skills, because as I think you've probably seen by now, that these parenting pillars are really skills for life that our children should learn as we parent them, but often they don't. So I find that the lessons that I teach parents very easily transfer over to life skill classes for teenagers. And so my ultimate goal is to have a place where families can come and receive that training and build those skills that will serve them for life, really in any relationship, even business relationship.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great. And do you have a goal, a time frame goal for that? Or?
That's a long-term goal, but I am working on it now. My goal for this year is to have my book written and the curriculum put together for these classes. And then to have a working website in the next couple of months where people can come and get more information and even have some training on the website as well and links to other resources that would help in other areas of parenting, such as education and health and wellness and those types of things as well. So look for the website in the next couple of months. Hopefully mm-hmm. I'll have my book ready to go by the end of this year.
Great.
And next year we'll have something going with the Family Success Academy. If it's not in our own facility, I hope to be able to start offering those classes through other venues, maybe churches, community centers, and those types of things, daycares.
Oh, that's excellent. That's excellent. And I really look forward to reading your book, Amy. I'll watch for it on your website. I'm sure it will be listed on there, and I can't wait to read it. I've got a project close to my heart. It's called Parables of Heart and Soul, and it's going to be a collection of real-life stories. My goal is to collect enough of these stories to one day publish a book. And I wondered if you had someone or something that inspired you, and would you consider sharing your story?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. You know, my children inspire me often, and there's been times where, you know, I was having a hard day, and you know, my daughter would turn around and say, "Mommy, you just need a hug." And so, you know, when you spend as much time at home raising kids as I have, a lot of my inspiration comes right here from my home and from my children. But I remember one incident in particular that was very touching and inspiring to me, and I don't think I'll ever forget it, but I had just met with a group of friends, and we were talking about my desire to launch this thing called the Parent Coach, and I had attempted several different avenues with no success, and I was really had tabled it for a while and just didn't know, you know, what to do next. And so I had talked to some of my friends about it. And I had my daughter with me. So she had heard the interaction, the conversations. And she was about 10 years old at the time. And when we got in the car to drive home, I was deep in thought, pondering everything that had, you know, been discussed at the meeting. And she was in the back seat. And you know, I'm lost in my thoughts, just driving along. And suddenly she tapped me on the shoulder and she said, "Here, Mom," and she handed me a 3x5 card she'd pulled out of my notebook, and she had written on it the Parent Coach and a date. And I said, "What's this?" And she said, "Well, you have to start sometime, Mom."
Oh, that's amazing.
It just really touched me that she could identify. You know, my passion and understanding that I needed a starting point.
Yes.
She had really inspired me to get moving forward.
Oh, that's amazing. It's incredible how our children are so connected with us. Say, I mean, your mind can be going somewhere, and she just identified with where you were going and did pen to paper. And I'm a journal writer. I write in multiple journals just to keep my thoughts organized. And I firmly believe in the power of just putting pen to paper and writing out what your goal is and just planning toward attaining it. So I think that's amazing. She took what you were thinking. She put just the simplest pen to paper. And now look at you. Now look at you. My goodness. Parent Academy coming up, a book, everything else, right? That's great. Well, Amy, before we go, can you tell us right now, and I know the website's under construction, it'll be done in a couple months, but in the interim, how could someone easily find you?
Yes. Well, right now, you know, people can call me. I don't mind at all for people that have needs, parents that have needs and questions, to just give me a phone call. I'd be happy to speak with them over the phone and do what I can to help them. My phone number is area code 214-385-0898. They can call me on that, leave me a message, and I'll call them. They can also email me at amyhayes2608@att.net. And again, that's amyhayes, A-M-Y-H-A-Y-E-S, 2608@att.net. And I'd be happy to respond via email to their questions and concerns as well.
That's great. Amy, thank you so much. It has been such a pleasure speaking with you, and I wish you the best of luck this year with everything you have on the go and also with your Parenting Success Academy coming up in the future. Best of luck. Thanks so much, Amy.
Thank you, Tracy. I appreciate it so much. God bless you.
Thanks.